rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey y'all, it's Amariah. As an energy healer, I can help you develop confidence in your power to heal. You can count on me to set the stage for your healing with guided mindfulness, deliver gentle life force energy to your energetic system, and follow up with opportunities for reflection and processing your experience. My current offerings include one-on-one and group Reiki sessions. Please sign up for my email list on fluidjourney.com to stay connected. Thank you for listening.
It is officially a year into this global pandemic, coronavirus, COVID-19, and so many things have manifested. I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Manifesting things in your life means that you must stop worrying about your position right now. And that's because it doesn't matter if you can only afford the finer things in life. Amariah has the day off, and today's topic is about manifestation. It's going to be a big topic in 2021, according to Pinterest trends. People want to know, how do they become closer to their dreams and hopes for the future? How do they manifest something out of nothing? It's possible. I don't know. Many people don't believe it, but it is possible, regardless of if you believe it or not, because these ideas are not new. This stuff has been around since the 1700s and before then. And like, these modern ideas that we're going to talk about today have an origin in Europe. But before I got into all of that, about the structure of the mind and how consciousness works, and more information about giving you tools if you're struggling and stuff like that, I wanted to give you a review of the T.S. Madison Experience, the TV show on WE TV. It's a new TV show. How are you doing today? I wanted to do a review of the T.S. Madison Experience because I feel like it's important. It's a hot topic for today. It's a hot topic going forward. I'm like, this is such a good show. I've been such a fan of T.S. Madison for probably the last decade. And I remember there was probably like a World AIDS Day or some day back in the day, I don't know, about 10 years ago, when I went to the health department in my community and asked if we could be a part of whatever event was paying for bringing T.S. Madison to my city. And I didn't understand it at the time, but I do now. But it was swiftly a no. It was a swiftly a no because T.S. Madison is a former adult filmmaker, porn star, and that was the sole reason why they could not be a part of our community event. So I always thought that was weird because being working in sexual health, trying to spread a message of sexual responsibility and sexual intelligence and emotional intelligence around it, all of that kind of stuff. I thought it was always weird why the gatekeeping. I got the reason why they didn't want it in a bar. I got that reason because of like public health and like we're trying, but there's nothing inherently harmful about having sex on film, especially if it helps people connect with us as the practitioner. Anyway, I don't know. Ever since then, I was always like, damn, we have this opportunity to work with TS Medicine, and they always said no off the basis of their reputation. So anyway, fast forward to now, it's like I'm eating my words, and well, they're eating their words because I at least tried, but I always had a sense that TS Medicine was an important person to partner with, especially on community projects. So fast forward, TS Medicine is always being called by these organizations. And not that TS Medicine is the like voice of all trans people. That is simply not true. I believe TS Medicine is successful as she is because of her willingness and motivation to address genitalia, even in times where it is completely and 100% uncalled for and rude to talk about. TS Medicine seems to be completely 100% okay with talking about her genitalia and all that kind of stuff. So I believe that's the reason why she's been like catapulted to this way, because she has no problems with her body in that way that like other people don't feel complete or whatever it is if their body does not reflect their wishes or their desires or their soul, or I don't know, because I don't have body dysmorphia. It's not a part of my umwelt. So I'm just trying to relay the information as best as I can. But all I know is that because I'm not a trans person, obviously that's why I like TS Medicine, because TS Medicine is also problematic for other trans people. But I don't know, like I try to be as supportive of trans people. And another thing about cancel culture is that I don't like canceling Black women immediately. So Azealia Banks and who else? Well, Stacey Dash, she's definitely canceled. Candace Owens is definitely canceled in my mind, but not 100%. Like I'll look at them if they speak. I'll be nice. As opposed to Iggy Azalea, where I will cuss her out every chance I get. Because how dare you? Oh my God, you still don't get it. Oh my God, this is not that hard. Stop it, Australian. These white people just don't understand race and racism and cultural appropriation. But that's neither here nor there. I'm very happy for T.S. Madison because she has taken her own reins of her own sleigh or own horse or whatever the fuck I'm trying to say. And she has turned it into a reality TV show. Now, what is extremely pleasing about this TV show is the fact that there's a trans person on TV, like being portrayed in a way that they want to be portrayed on a very nice channel, like a pretty good channel. WeTV is a pretty good channel for women and it's pretty mainstream. So it's good that there's very mainstream, very intentional way that she's displaying herself. But I've been watching her shows on the internet. So this is like the behind the scenes, and it's really okay. This is a review of the actual show itself. So the first thing is I love the show. I think it's really cool. I think it's very interesting to see the behind the scenes. I didn't understand the relationships between the people, and I'm interested in seeing how they evolve. It's interesting how it's being played out on TV, because as it was happening, I was watching it live as it was all happening and playing out on the morning show and on the Queen Supreme Court. Like, I saw the end result and the banter back and forth. And I love that the energy is the same throughout, whether or not you're behind the camera or in front of the camera or the audience. T.S. Madison seems to operate in a very authentic way that can be distressing and pleasing depending on who you are talking to or listening to during this show. So there are several characters that are a part of the T.S. Madison experience. Number one is Miss Mary, who's funny, who's T.S. Madison's mother. I don't care for the Christianity aspect of it. I find, if you listen to my show, I do not believe that anything in the Bible, you have to take a very critical eye at the Bible. And the love the sinner and not the sin argument is completely lost on me. So I definitely do not support their religion or any sort of like religious anything that they do. The mockery of religion I find to be funny. The fake speaking in tongues and stuff, but inherently that's blasphemous to their own religion. So it's confusing to me to watch T.S. Madison mock the religion yet uphold the religion. It's very odd. As a former Baptist, it's just blasphemous. And that is why I'm not a Christian, because I don't like that trade-off of seriousness and joking and whatever it is, which leads me into Kirk Franklin next, these kind of like Christian ideas. But I like Miss Mary. I like her personality. I don't like the Christianity thing. I don't know her exact history. It could be like, I don't know, like why T.S. Madison was a sex worker and like what, like, all of the issues that a trans person goes through typically starts with their parents not accepting them, or not like something traumatic is they're being traumatic to their child. So I think maybe this is atonement or something. I don't know. I've always been pleased with the fact that they look so alike. They laugh alike, they talk alike, they look alike. All that kind of stuff. So I like seeing this mother-daughter dynamic. Their actual true ideas and stuff, I do not ascribe to. It is what it is, but that's how people interact with each other. Of course, I'm not going to be like, yay, I see myself in Miss Mary. Like, no, I don't. But her laugh is very infectious. It was weird that she spoke about her celibacy, her 20-year celibacy. It's just weird. Just like some stuff you just keep to yourself. I don't know. But there are things, some spiritual things like that kind of give me pause. Okay, like, well, I don't know. There is value in being serious about your religion, but like in regards to queer people, I don't see it for Christianity. And I want queer people to get out of Christianity as quickly as they can and just think of who they are in relation to a white God, because it doesn't ultimately make any sense, and you're ultimately just perpetuating your own torture, and you're perpetuating your own reincarnation back into this plane of existence. Figure out how we don't come back. It's like the fact that Jesus is coming back is just like the indication that you need that Christianity is not for you, because you don't want to come back. Jesus is not coming back because he shouldn't want to. Because you should be like going into the next thing anyway. So it's just illogical, but I don't believe that Jesus is real, whatever. And I hope that did not offend some. I don't actually care if I offended you or not, because thank you for listening to my show. That's the point of this show, is that we went on this journey together. When I started Center of the Sun, I was a Christian, and by now I'm not. But I liked the T.S. Madison experience. Miss Mary's is just a heavy Christian. I don't know why I'm on a tangent. Next character, Chi-Chi. I like Chi-Chi, and I are the same age, around 32. And we have similar, a lot of things. But he's just a typical, like, whatever. And I guess he had a similar upbringing where he had to leave home early due to his sexuality and had to go, and she basically helped T.S. Madison become the sex worker she was. She was the camera guy or whatever, and did all this stuff like that. But T.S. Madison basically taught Chi-Chi how to do sex work, and so he could survive as well. So there's this theme of survival sex work that is an underpinning of T.S. Madison's success. But survival sex work is because you have to survive. And if your parent, I just don't understand. I don't get it. I don't know. It's not my business. A lot of trans people and their parents have bad relationships. So the fact that Miss Mary and T.S. Madison have a good relationship is good for them now. But I don't know why you would have to do survival sex work in the first place unless you wanted to, if you had such a good parent to begin with. So moving along, who is this Next, Legra is the business manager. Legra, you don't really see Legra a lot. You only see Legra every now and then when she's talking about the trips on the live streams and stuff like that. So that was cool to see Legra really being the professional she is. I'm like, damn, either I need to be Legra or I need to find somebody that is like Legra to help me. So that was interesting. In addition to Legra, there's Mo, who's also on staff, who's like the, I don't know, the person they're always talking to off camera. He's always laughing off camera. They're always making fun of him being Nigerian or whatever the hell. But he's always laughing and playing and having fun. But he operates the technology behind the scenes and does a little bit of administrative or producer-ness work. I don't know what's happening with Mo. But that's interesting about that person. And then there's Craig, who is the showrunner. And then there's Oliver, who is the creative runner, producer. I don't know how these things play out because I am a one-man show at Center of the Sun, or two-person show with Amariah and me. But there is no team, there is no built out creative team, there are no writers. It's me and it's Amariah and me writing ourselves. It was very cool to see all of these people working together. You see all the tumultuous relationships, and then you see behind the scenes, like, where they, it's the pandemic and they're fighting and then there's no show for 3 weeks, and it's damn, like, I really was over here like, where's the show? And they really were fighting or filming or doing whatever. But the coolest thing about this whole TS Madison experience is that they've been filming this for years. Like, I forget TV show, and how do they keep it secret? I think that's really neat. I find it odd that some of the personalities I thought were their person, for instance, like Craig, now, like, in hindsight, I'm like, okay, Craig was acting. Like, all of this, like, all of the little things, it's just weird now that there's a show, now that there's, like, a show. Like, why were certain decisions made, or why were certain things said in certain kinds of ways? And it's because they were all acting for the show, and not acting like reading a script, but there's an element of self-awareness that you have when WeTV is about to buy your shit. So I found that to be extremely interesting. And you should all check out the TS Madison experience on WeTV. It's annoying that I can't pirate it illegally. I had to buy a subscription to somebody, but I'm just going to have to buy it every week on iTunes for $3. I think you can buy it for $2 on Prime. I might have to do it on Prime because it's cheaper. But yeah, I remember back in the day, I used to pirate all my shit. There are sites that pirate still, but I just can't find the TS Madison experience, excuse me. Because I think people just, like, it's not, like, popping like that. But I wanted to touch on Kirk Franklin before I moved on to bridging my modern science with my ancient wisdom. I wanted to touch on Kirk Franklin. I wanted to touch on Kirk Franklin because he is getting canceled right now because he called his son a bitch ass N-word. And I'm a black person that doesn't say the N-word. I think it's extremely stupid to do. I don't say the N-word, but I do sometimes. I say retarded. You know, you win some, you lose some. But sometimes Christians, they get caught being mean. Kirk Franklin was out here verbally abusing his son on the internet. Actually, not on the internet, over the phone or something. And then his son recorded it and then proceeded to post it on the interwebs, Obama's internet. And most people are angry with the fact that Kirk Franklin verbally abused his son. It's actually alarming. I don't know why people have to talk to their children like that when they're just probably not going to do it anyway. They don't give a fuck. If they care, they would. There's levels to awareness, and if somebody cares about something, they will pay attention to it and then change their behavior. If they don't care about something, or they are depressed, or something is, like, clouding their judgment, they typically still won't do it, even if you yell at them. So it's very weird how these Christian folks are out here very angry that Kirk Franklin used the term bitch and ass in direction of his son, not the fact that he was degrading his son and verbally abusing his son and not being very Christ-like during this encounter. So I just am like weirded out. I'm not surprised. It goes without saying that these are humans and they barely know what's going on either. It's actually, they probably know less because they're relying on a white man to tell them it's okay to do something as opposed to figuring it out on their own and being sure. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what the mind is. We talk about consciousness and the brain and stuff like that. But the brain and the consciousness and the body is a part of the mind. The mind, even, I would say, extends outside of your body. And I say maybe extends outside of reality. It's connected to other parts of other things that are not here. Unlike Trey Songz out here spitting in people's mouths during a Panini press, very uncalled for. Also, you want a fourth? There was two women. He was spitting in two women's mouth. He's so sexual, like, ew. Like, imagine being that hot and, like, never feeling fulfilled sexually. Like, always. That's why Miss Mary on the T.S. Madison Experience, she talks about celibacy because it's like an engine. It's a fire. It's a wheel. And once you turn it, it's hard for it to stop. So women are out here letting Trey Songz spit in their mouth. Don't know why that is trending on Twitter, but Trey Songz is spitting in people's mouth during a Panini press. Very bad, Trey Songz. Shame on you. Keep that stuff in the hotel room. Don't share that with everybody else. Speaking of sharing, I wanted to touch on one last thing before I moved on to our topic today. I wanted to touch on Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah Winfrey. I'm laughing. I'm trying not to laugh because it was such a shit show. I gasped. I loved it. I loved it because...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
First of all, why did Meghan have an attitude over the whole time? Like, why did Meghan look like she had an attitude the whole time? But that was just my first observation. Like, why is Meghan so, like, defensive? Like, damn, girl, did you ask to be here? Damn. But I just found, like, Meghan to be, like, a little bit, like, snappy. But I was like, oh, I forgot she's a black girl. Like, she ain't being snappy. She's not being difficult. It's just, she's just getting her point across, bam, in a one action, swift action. So that was the beginning of, like, why are you, because, like, people do that. Like, they get to, like, for my summit, I'm having a summit for personal branding summit in May. And I emailed this white lady. I don't know who this lady was. I send out these series of emails, and there's an active campaign. It says email sequence. It's I bought a system and bought a script and stuff like that to send to these people so they were respond. And the email sequence is so good that these people are like, why the fuck are you emailing me? Like, they actually respond. Like, my response rate is nearly 50% response rate, which is good for a cold email. I didn't expect anybody to respond back at all. But these white women are always like, how did you hear about me? Like, why are you talking to me? As opposed to just ignoring me because obviously I'm a fucking asshole or something. They still respond and they ask follow-up questions like, wait, and try to get more information because it sounds so professional. Even though I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I generally do know what the fuck I'm doing. But in this regard, I don't know how to fucking cold email people. So I bought a system. Duh. And it actually worked. It's called Summit in a Box. It's like legit. These Canadians, I swear to God. But basically, speaking of Canadians, Meghan and Harry, the royals and of the British Commonwealth, whoever, just shared all their business with Oprah. And I'm just like, thank you. I am a mess. I guess I am a girl that lives for drama. I'm a messy girl that lives for drama, whatever they say on the internet. I'm trying to say it funny, but I can't. But basically, it started out with Meghan and Oprah kind of getting an understanding about how the interview would go. And Oprah's like opening the interview by like stating facts that Meghan's clarifying them. And it's set. And if you look at the nuances of how they're interacting with each other, like either they know each other very well and we don't know their personal quips that they have with each other, or she's annoyed with her. Either like they're friends or they're enemies, and I can't tell, but I'm pretty sure they're friends. Pretty sure they're friends because Tyler Perry and Oprah saved Meghan and Harry by helping them win the royal family, the firm, the royal British people, the real people in Britain said, we don't want your black ass in our family. That's not happening. We don't want his ugly black ass in our family either. Like, you bitches should be slaves, bitch. Don't be coming up in here. Get your fucking genetic code the fuck out of here ASAP, bitch. And basically, that was Meghan and Harry's life for a few years with the royal family. And of course, duh, Meghan. Are you dumb? Duh. But at the same time, no one deserves to be treated like that. And if you choose to marry into somebody's family, You have the choice to cuss them out if they fuck with you. So hats off to Meghan. Black people marry into white people's families all the time and they hate it and I live for it and that's fine. But it's no mistake that that's how you would be treated if Harry's own mother wasn't treated well. And I don't know anything about Princess Diana. That's the fucking crazy thing. I gotta watch The Crown now because I'm like, damn, I need to do some research. But I didn't know. I don't understand the divorce thing that happened, which led to Diana's death and like being in this tunnel by herself and like having no security. And like, it's like a nightmare happening all over again. But I loved when Harry came out and joined Meghan and gave a little bit more clarification around like why he ultimately decided to move them away from that whole shebang and himself away from the whole shebang. He lost his titles. He lost his military awards. He lost a bunch of stuff because, first of all, his family is petty. Like, what the fuck kind of institution is this? Kind of rude. And second of all, like, how you just not gonna give me protection? Okay, I see how you are. Yeah, it's just rude. Just the whole thing was rude. The whole Britain is rude. All of it is rude. I thought they left because of Brexit. I think Brexit was like, that was the like defining moment because I think it was like, the firm is against them and then the society was against them. Like the whole Brexit was a Make America Great Again sequel. It was like another version of Make America Great Again, where it was these immigrants are coming into the UK, taking our jobs. It was like literally the same narrative that Donald Trump used to win and that they used for Brexit. And it was like a pattern all over the world with Steve Bannon was going all over the world trying to stir up shit in people's governments. And they did it with Brexit. And basically, they were able to put the immigrants against the white people, the old white people in Britain against the new Britons, the cute young people of color. And they decided to leave the EU. And then that next day, Harry and Meghan left the UK and moved to British Columbia to live out their best life. And then they were not allowed. They had to either 100% loyalty, and I think this got to do 100% with the queen, and they just afraid of this damn queen because she gonna kill your dumb ass. This got 100% to do with that damn queen, and it got 100% to do with the fact that they don't like black people, period. And because the queen, what's the point of the queen if you don't have no power? What is your, why are you here? Why are you in existence if you have no power? I think that's what they want you to say. Oh, they don't have no power. It's some other force of, it's another group of people that is making a decision. No, you're the head of the decision makers. You lead the agenda. You set the agenda. So we got 100% to do with that damn queen. I don't care if she smile or share blankets or not. She don't give a fuck about nobody. How you the queen of a motherfucking monarchy and don't want black people in your family? Your monarchy is going to go extinct. I thought y'all were being smart. That's neither here nor there. I'm moving along. Thank you so much for listening. This show is already too long because I wanted to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, which is the mind, which is the conscious mind, human awareness, perception, intuition, intentions, actions, signals. It doesn't matter. If you particularly are struggling, because there is one thing that is true for both you and I, you should not be giving up trying to manifest things right now, because it has the potential to improve your life, for one, so that you can feel more attractive to your partners and closer to your family. Yes, we live in a material world, so there is always an element of self-preservation when we talk about these things. But I want to minimize the importance of certain prosperity ideals because it gets like super deep today. So we're not talking about like how to make $20,000 in 20 seconds. Like, we're not doing that. We're getting deep today because creating a world in which you thrive, not profit or not get attention from, in which you thrive and become the best version of yourself, will eliminate the experience of indescribable restlessness that you share on motherfucking Reddit. Let me say that again in a way that makes it a little less aggressive. Sorry. Creating structure in your life will help you feel better. Yay! And there are so many feelings. Feeling sleepy, but you cannot sleep. Hungry, but you cannot eat. Finding ease when you keep drinking from the night of drinking before. Even when you're inside scream and you feel like kicking, shouting, and punching the wall, the frustration just sits there throbbing in the middle of your solar plexus, thumping like your heart, but it's not your heart. It's frustration. So you do what you're supposed to do. You do what makes you feel is right. You get up, go find a job so you can earn more money and get into the middle class and be that bitch with the home and the car and the family and the husband or the wife. What you did not know before your life began was that you barely have enough time to take care of yourself. You didn't know you would have physical and mental conditions taking away precious time and energy and extra money. You didn't know that your head would be such a mess, and probably you wouldn't be able to see your way out of the moment. Your dark rabbit hole feelings keeps going so deep. You cannot even conceptualize the way out. You keep engaging in a new and dangerous activities, drugs, and drinking, all while blocking everyone that loves you the fuck out. The point is, life is generally annoying. You constantly eat yourself up from the inside. If the external judgment doesn't get you, your negative self-talk continues to ring like a daily bell. Feeling alone everywhere you go, it feels illogical because there are people who genuinely care about you. So how do you move forward when you feel like you have already felt every single emotion that there is to feel in this world? When will you be sick and tired of being sick and tired? As my mom would always say, when you look into the future, you should not just see that your days are numbered. You should be getting out there and living your best life. And the pandemic does not make things any easier. You're not exactly bored because there is more media than there ever has been to distract you. And overall, you are feeling that it doesn't really matter what you do next. But there are limitless possibilities, at least for someone, even if that someone is not you. That's the first thing you have to realize about manifesting newness into your life. You are the observer, and everything is happening from your point of view. There is a field of philosophy called phenomenology, and at Stanford University, scholars describe this aspect or this field of study as the structure of consciousness. If you're trying to get out of your rut and into a life that reflects your hopes and dreams, I suggest you first figure out what tools you have available. You don't have to be a part of a church or a religion to understand how good and meaningful experiences manifest in conscious reality. According to scholars, I quote, the basic intentional structure of consciousness we find in reflection or analysis involves further forms of experience, end quote. Just by being more aware, you'll go far in your pursuit of happiness. Even if you never find that thing that makes your heart sing, you will at least achieve a stream of consciousness, clear perceptions, deeper levels of awareness, and unquestionable self-awareness. Phenomenology suggests that there is a structure to our reality, and how our minds are constructed and how it analyzes it. On a YouTube channel called The Theory of Everything, guest scholar Joshua Bach describes the concept of the mind as being the totality of all of the tools available to you as a conscious being. Think about it. Each cell in your body is a little machine, a little baby machine, but it's made of fat and water and protein or whatever the hell. And it has receivers and transmitters and little parts of it that move around and work. And it has little tools that help it figure out where it is in the body. And those cells, they sort themselves out and become organs. And those organs create systems in the body, and they create processes in the body. And the body uses all of the information from those organs and from the cells to figure out where it is in relation to other objects in space. So there's signals and receivers and transmitters and stuff going on between the organs. And the organs send that information to the body, and then several bodies come together and make a society or make a community to try to figure out how to survive in the environment. And I would assume, once we master survival in space, our next mission is transcending time. We are already doing that. We're already on our way. And we don't know why we have these levels of awareness. We don't know why we can sit and think about how shitty our life is. But Joshua Bach and other philosophers like him, they think that we should be figuring out the difference between what is appearing to us and what is actually appearing. Because in previous episodes of this podcast, we know for sure that your brain is locked in darkness and silence at all times. So your brain is just the clearinghouse of information. It doesn't actually do much but to help sort and help organize the signals that are coming in. But on a more fundamental level, the brain is just the tool of the mind. And the mind is the total, is the collection, is the sum of everything that you have access to as a conscious being. So what do you think? Does this help you get closer to your family? Does it help you manifest easier? I think when you approach manifestation and you approach spirituality from a philosophical standpoint. Not that like Joshua Bach in Stanford University, these people are not true. I'm not saying what they say is true. I just know it's a step in the right direction. If we believe that there's a structure to our reality, why is there not a structure to how we analyze our reality? If our reality can be systematized, if we know there are protons, like for instance, protons, we know protons, they're particles of light, but particles of light are not physical little pieces of light. You can't pour light out of a light bulb. You can't fill up a light bulb with light. We know that we use language and things to analyze our reality, even though we know that a particle of light is not a real, is not the same as a particle of matter. So those kind of systems and those structures in our life, we can mirror in our own emotional intelligence and our own emotions and our own signals and the transmissions we send out. There are ways to analyze those things, but being depressed about it is not getting you one step closer. Staying in your dark rabbit hole of feelings and allowing you to get deeper and deeper is not taking you any direction closer. And we know that life is annoying, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't have anything to analyze. So I would say, write a list down of everything that's annoying you right now and try to address it. Because there's a reason why it annoys you, because it's interrupting your field, your mind on an intentional basis. Something is interacting with you. And if it's annoying you, then you can either address it or understand it, and maybe it becomes less annoying. Phenomenology. Send your thoughts at host@centersun21.com. And I want to thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the flip side.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.